Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You know, sometimes we're not prepared for adversity. When it happens, sometimes we're caught short. We don't know exactly how to handle it when it comes up. Sometimes we don't know just what to do when adversity takes over. And I have advice for all of us. I got it from our pianist, Joe Zawinul, who wrote this tune. And it sounds like what you're supposed to say when you have that kind of problem. It's called mercy, mercy, mercy. mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
Yeah, well, we all have our problems, but hopefully not today here on Sheffield Live. That was Cannonball Adderley with a bit of advice on how to deal with the adversities of day-to-day living. With him at the Club de Lys in Chicago in July 1966 were his brother Nat Adderley on cornet, Joe Zawinul, as he said, on electric piano, Victor Gaskin bass, and Roy McCurdy on drums. As I said, recorded at the Club de Lys in Chicago in July 1956. So, good afternoon again. Welcome back to a further hour of Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with a further selection of jazz, swing and blues music. And indeed, here is one of the latter-day bluesmen entertaining us with a blues that dates back to 1928 and was written by blind Willie McTell. This is Taj Mahal, and he's accompanied by Assorted Rockers on Statesboro Blues.
That is, woke up this morning, had them Statesboro blues. Looked over the corner, grandma, grandma had them too. Mama died and left me wrecked, papa died and left me wild. I ain't good looking, baby, but I'm someone sweet and no child. Going to the country, baby, do you want? You can't make it, yo. Sister Lucille says she wanna go.
Taj Mahal, vocal and guitar, Roy Cooder, rhythm guitar, Jesse Ed Davis, also guitar, James Thomas on bass, and Sandy Konnikoff on drums. And there was me describing Taj Mahal as a latter-day bluesman, And lo and behold, I find that that was recorded on the 21st of August, 1967. And Taj Mahal's debut album, that in 1967. And we know him, or he is known better, certainly by his family, as Fredericks, as a surname. So, Statesboro Blues. To some Swing Time listeners, I guess they will feel the next track is more in keeping with our programme title, of course, Swing Time. And it's a big swing band. Well, yes, a swing band, yes. But by the time this recording was made, by and large, the big band's swing era was past. It would appear, however, that such was the excellence of this group that it continued to attract a very loyal following, and top-class musicians were anxious to play in it, although pay was at a basic standard rate. I think from the track that's going to follow, you will understand what all the excitement is about. This is one of what is called the Sundown Sessions, recorded by Terry Gibbs and his Dream Band. When I said people, musicians, were falling over themselves to play, listen to this for a lineup: John Ordino, Conti Candoli, Frank Huggins, Stu Williamson's trumpet, Bob Burgess, Vern Freely and Bob Smiley trombones, Joe Maini, Charlie Kennedy alto sax, Bill Perkins and Med Florey on tenor sax, Jack Schwartz baritone, Terry Gibbs vibes and leader, Lou Levy piano, Buddy Clark bass and Mel Lewis drums. Bill Holman was the arranger on the well-known track Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. the enthusiasm and drive of Terry Gibbs himself quite audible on that track. I mentioned that it was recorded really when the big band era of the swing era had finished, and it was recorded at the Sundown Club in Hollywood in November 1959. Fortunately, quite a lot of recordings were made of this band at that time, but I think, tell you that they are difficult to get your hands on, and if you can, they are not, shall we say, in the bargain basement section. So if you want to look out for them, they all are referred to as the Sundown Sessions. Probably today I should have commenced my playlist with this Johnny Hodges quintet record. This is the well-known Wanderlust, which was used certainly on one of the major BBC jazz programmes at the end of last century. Seems strange saying it that way. And the makeup here is Johnny Hodges on alto, Lalo Schifrin piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, George DeVivier bass, and Dave Bailey drums. Recorded in New York City on the 26th of May 1963, Wanderlust. Wanderlust, a Duke Ellington composition. The purpose for hearing that track was the sad news on the 26th of June 2025 of the passing of the pianist on the session, Lalo Schifrin. Probably better known as a composer and arranger of film and TV music, there were some notable jazz connections, especially with Dizzy Gillespie and Quincy Jones. Lalo Schifrin, whose dates are the 21st of June 1932 to the 26th of June 2025, was born in Buenos Aires and came from an extremely musical family. Although he studied for a legal career, music, however, was his ambition, and in 1952 won a scholarship to the Paris Conservatoire. Our initial Schifrin recording comes from around this time, although the original Vogue album, Rendezvous Dansant à Copacabana, I think puts more emphasis on dancing than on jazz, despite his rhythm section on the track, who are Pierre Michelot bass and Jean-Louis Vialli on drums. This was recorded in Paris around 1955. It's called Pigalle and is a Lalo Schifrin composition. Carpets back into place now. In 1956, Dizzy Gillespie was involved in a government state-sponsored tour of South America and in Buenos Aires met Lalo Schifrin for the first time. Impressed by some charts written by the Argentinian, Dizzy asked if Lalo would like to come to the US and write some music for him. In the event, this did not happen for some 4 years, but the resultant album became known as Gillespiana. Each of the 5 pieces which made up the suite was based upon an aspect of Gillespie's personality. Coming up is the first of the movements, which is called Prelude. And the assembly for this album, again, reads like a who's who of jazz. Dizzy Gillespie, Clark Terry, Ernie Royal, Joe Wilder and John Frusk, trumpets, Herbie Green, Frank Rehack, Britt Woodman, trombones, Paul Feliz on bass trombone, Julius Watkins, Gunther Schuller, Jimmy Buffington and Al Richman on French horns, Don Butterfield, tuba, Leo Wright, alto and flute, Lalo Schifrin, piano, composer and arranger, Art Davis bass, Chuck Lampkin drums, and Candido Camarero, Jack Del Rio, and Willie Rodriguez on assorted percussion. This, as I say, 4 years after the agreement, if we can call it that, was made, was recorded in New York in November 14, 15, 1960, from the Gillespiana Suite, Prelude. Not only was the album a landmark in the Gillespie discography, but Shiffrin also replaced Junior Mance as Dizzy's regular pianist when Junior decided to move on around that time. You are listening to Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here with the selections for this second hour. Since about 1962, Lalo Schifrin has largely concentrated on composing and arranging, especially where film and TV production is concerned. Swing Time listeners with an interest in the cinema will be aware of the work of his work on epics such as Cool Hand Luke, Mission Impossible, Bullet, and the memorable Dirty Harry films with Clint Eastwood. Occasionally, the odd arrangement has cropped in, like this one for the Benny Carter Orchestra. At the time, this was made up of Russ Cheever, William Green, soprano sax, Benny Carter, Wilbur Schwartz, Jack Dumont, Paul Horn, altos, Plas Johnson and Babe Russin. There's a blast from the Swing Time past, if you like. With Jewel Grant on tenors, Bill Hood, Chuck Gentry, baritones, Gerald Wiggins on piano, John Collins guitar, Joe Comfort bass, Alvin Stoller drums, with Lalo Schifrin as the arranger. It's Herbie Hancock's Watermelon Man.
Thank you.
Well, Lalo Schifrin keeping his hand in at arranging with some work for Benny Carter. And that, in a way, concludes my little short tribute to Lalo Schifrin, a fine musician, certainly an excellent composer and arranger and a friend to jazz. If time permits, we might have a look at Gillespie and Lalo Schifrin again. By way of a contrast to the kind of heavy tones of Benny Carter there, a rather lighter touch from alto player Sonny Criss. And with support such as he has here, he makes Hoagie Carmichael's Skylark a treat to hear. Sonny Criss alto, Walter Davis piano, Paul Chambers bass, Alan Dawson drums, recorded by Rudiger van Gelder on the 21st of October 1966, Skylark. Thank you. Sonny Chris with Skylark. Some 4 months after the recording of the album Gillespiana, from which we heard a track earlier, the Dizzy Gillespie Big Band played a concert at Carnegie Hall. At the time, Lalo Schifrin was still the band pianist with Gillespie, and although certainly the performance included work from the album, there was additional writing done by Lalo Schifrin on some of Gillespie's famous tunes. One of the things that pleased Gillespie about the album at the time was that riding high in the charts were Miles Davis with his Porgy and Bess and Sketches of Spain album, and the Gillespiana album, in Dizzy's views, and I think in many jazz enthusiast views, kind of balanced up the scale again. So, this is Mike Coates saying thank you for listening to us today. I do hope that you have enjoyed the selections that John and I made, and we both look forward to you joining us at 1 p.m. next Tuesday. And of course, as you would expect me to say, do take care out there. In conclusion then to my very brief survey of the work of Lalo Schifrin, 21st of June 1922 to 26th of June 2025, here is an arrangement of one of Dizzy's most famous tunes, which for the purpose of the concert was called Tunisian Fantasy. Thank you.
Thank you.